Hello, I'm Dr. Richard Friend. Taking control of and improving your health requires the most relevant and timely health information available. And University Medical Center is here to help with facts and advice about important health topics that you care about. We know that your health matters. Welcome to the Health Matters Podcast with your host, Mike Royer.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Health Matters. My name is Mike Royer. We welcome you to the program. If you're watching it on our website or the website of the University Medical Center or listening to the podcast, and we appreciate Dr. Richard Friend, the Dean of the University Medical Center, for being with us once again on our segment today. Dr. Friend, it's good to see you.
Thank you for having me. Glad to be here.
Celebrating an anniversary of the College of Community Health Sciences, 50 years ago that began. I'd love to go back and talk to the dean or the doctors or the staff that was on staff then. My goodness, does anything change more rapidly than medicine? It must be what interests you partially in medicine. It's always different, always changing. I wonder what it was like 50 years ago. Speculate for me if you don't mind.
We've had a very good and long and fruitful history over the past 50 years. And the college was initially founded by then President Matthews and William Willard, who was dean of the medical school at the University of Kentucky, who was recruited to come to UA to start this new College of Community Health Science. And Dean Willard was actually one of the instrumental leaders across the country in establishing the practice of family medicine, which was new at that time in the late 60s and early 70s, and became a specialty.
Dean Willard's expertise in Kentucky was about the same thing, so they wanted to reach out to someone that knew how it should be done right from the get-go. Is that your thoughts on that?
That's right. He was the national expert at the time, and they were lucky to get him to come to UA in Tuscaloosa. And he really had an amazing vision, which I think we've fulfilled over the 50 years, and really in the past 10 years have really strengthened that with lots of new clinics and lots of new educational opportunities and services for our patients.
I think all of us know what you all do at University Medical Center, but I wonder what the inspiration was. Do you think they just saw the need that going forward, we've got to find new ways to provide health care for people of all age groups, all ethnicities, and all of that? I wonder, going back, what do you think their thinking was?
Well, it's interesting because we have a lot of the same problems today that they had back then, mm-hmm. even though medicine changes so fast. There was really a lack of comprehensive healthcare providers that provided continual ongoing care as opposed to episodic care. And that's really how the specialty of family medicine developed, and we continue that today. And I think Dean Willard's vision was a college that would serve the needs not just of campus but also the community. And we've worked at that very hard over 50 years and have had many successes, and I think are positioned well for the future.
Is there an official mission statement for University Medical Center and the College of Community Health Science? Is that up there somewhere for all to see?
There is, and I can't quote that for you exactly, but I'll tell you that basically our commitment really is to serving the needs of the university and improving health care in communities, particularly rural communities throughout Alabama and the Southeast.
50 years ago, when you refer to episodic care, that would mean I got hurt, I got sick, find me a doctor, where ongoing care that you've been doing for a long, long time is know your doctor, but more importantly, your doctor knows you and cares for every need. Is that an accurate differentiation between the two?
Yeah, I think we've learned how important it is not just to have continuous care, but also preventive care. Yeah. We have lots of good evidence-based guidelines now about what patients need, what services at what age group, and what time frame they're in their life. And that's what we focus on. We focus on keeping people well, and we focus on taking care of them when they're sick, and really sharing that experience with them from birth to death.
And you know, people in my age group, I'm 70 years old. A lot of people listening and watching are older than me. Many more are younger than me, but I'm proof of continuous care, continuous checkups, doing what my doctors have told me. And 50 years ago, a 70-year-old might be dealing with things that I'm not dealing with yet anyway. That's progress in medicine, isn't it?
That is. There's many diseases and morbidities that we can completely prevent or minimize just by following guidelines and making sure your annual checkups are okay and getting the necessary lab work and studies in a cost-effective manner to keep you healthy and keep you very productive throughout your lifespan.
In an earlier segment, we talked about a new facility you have opened and a ribbon cutting. Surely there's going to be a 50th anniversary cake that the media is going to be invited to. Are there plans to officially celebrate this important historical anniversary?
We did celebrate this a few weeks ago with our alumni.
Yes.
And our faculty and our students. And so, but we're always happy to continue that celebration through the rest of the year.
And you have to reflect on, I wonder what this will be like 50 years from now. Who knows is the right answer? Is that correct? Who knows what all your leadership and doctors will face 50 years from now? It's just out of the imagination, I guess.
Yeah, medicine changes very quickly. Medicine's the most highly regulated industry in the United States. So we have challenges every day that we have to deal with. But I think at our core, really is just improving health in communities and taking care of patients in a continual fashion throughout their lifespan.
Off camera and off microphone, I sometimes joke with you about all the headaches of your job and, oh, you've got too much going on. But don't you think you have, in medicine, one of the best jobs around?
I do. It's been a lot of work.
I know.
But today, I sit here and I'm very proud of what we accomplished. I'm very proud of my team. And I'm very grateful for the opportunity that I have to lead the college today and in the future.
Dr. Richard Friend, it's always a pleasure visiting with you. Thank you.
Thank you.
To learn more from us about these and other important health topics, visit cchs.ua.edu. And for all your primary health care needs, visit University Medical Center with locations in Tuscaloosa, Northport, Demopolis, Fayette, and Carrollton. Thanks for listening.